Today's share in the Deir Shu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Mem Ches Omud Aleph. We are in the fifth volume of Mishnah Berurah. We're in the middle of Simen Tof Nun Gimel, and we're up today to Sif Dalet on the second line. And we're going to deal with the concept today of Shmura Matzah. This is the first time we're actually mentioning this, I believe, and that is that the wheat needs to be watched specifically for the mitzvah of Matzos Mitzvah, of the matzah that we're mechuyev to eat on the first night of Pesach. So the Mechaber tells us, Hachitim, Hisha'osim bohem matzas mitzvah, that wheat, that grain that you're going to be making the matzah that you're going to eat, l'shem mitzvah, eating matzah on Pesach on the first night at the Seder. So he says, Tov, it's a good idea, l'shamrim, to watch them carefully, shlo yiplu aleh mayim, that no water should come onto them so they could chas v'shom become chametz, mish'as kitzira, from the time of the actual cutting them, the harvesting them from the ground. Now, water falls on wheat all the time. It rains on it. That's not a problem while it's connected to the ground. But once it's detached from the ground, once you harvest it, you have to make sure that no water comes into contact with it, because then it becomes chametz. And he says, if you didn't do it from the time of the harvest, at least, ulepachos, minimum should be mishas tchina, from the time that you start grinding it. So then, at that point in time, you have to be very careful that you're watching it l'shem mitzvahs matzah. And under extenuating circumstances, you could even take flour that is purchased straight from the marketplace. We'll see, even possibly from a non-Jewish source, we can assume that all flour technically has not been made into chametz, hasn't become chametzdik, and you could even use this to make your matzah mitzvah. So the pecking order, the hierarchy over here, is ideally it should be watched. The shmirah for matzah mitzvah should be from the time of the harvest. Then, if you couldn't do that, at least from the time of the grinding. And if you couldn't do that under extenuating circumstances, no other flour available, then you can take any flour, even from the marketplace, and one can presume that it's not chametz, and now you'll watch it during the baking, and that will be mitzvah's matzah, Shmura Matzah, for that extent. Now, that's all with the Mechaber. There's no Ramah today. Now we'll look at the Mishnah Berurah, and we'll see a number of the Bir Halachos and Deir Shu footnotes that are very important. So we begin with Siv Katan Chaf Aleph in the Mishnah Berurah. The Mechaber is telling us here, the Mishnah Berurah says, Rotsu Lomar, HaMatzos She'ochle M'shtei HaLeilos Rishonos. We're talking about the mitzvah of Shmura Matzah is for the mitzvah that everybody says is a mitzvah d'oraisa, you're obligated to eat matzah on the first night of Pesach in Chutz Laretz, both nights. Like Kayim Behem, the Mishnah Berurah says, to fill the mitzvah, mitzvahs ba'erev tochlu matzos, that we're filling eating matzahs that night. And these matzos, heim tzrichim shmiru yisera, they need a special watching, not just that they shouldn't be chametz, but they should be watched to make sure that they're able to be yotzi the mitzvah with. It's not enough that we can guarantee that it hasn't had any chametz done to it. It needs additional watching, l'shem mitzvah matzah, that it should be done, watched l'shem mitzvah matzah, as the pasuk says, d'chsev, u'shmartem es ha-matzos, you have to watch the matzos, v'haynu shetzorach lishmar, sheyishmar l'shem matzah, that they have to be at some point, either from the harvesting, at least from the grinding, and worse comes worse, from the flour point of view, as you're making l'shem matzah. Deir Shu footnote number 26 points out, u'mashein b'varchem b'cha shechiyano ha-matzah zu, why don't we make a shechiyano on this mitzvah of u'shmartem es ha-matzos? So why don't we do that? So he brings down from the Magen Avraham, the name of the Mordechai, that we don't make a Shechianu on the making of a shofar of the Megillah because they last for many years. And he then brings down from the Shilas Tshuvas Noda Behuda, in the name over here of Tosfos, from Ksubos, that a Zava She'enam of Areches Asfiras HaNekiyim Shemotistor, the reason why when a woman counts the Zayin Nekiyim, the 7 days of making sure she has no blood before she's mutter to her husband, so in those days she doesn't make a bracha on the Zayin Nekiyim, because what could possibly happen is she may see blood during that period of time, and it would be so saras, it would ruin her Zayin Nekiyim. So too over here, he says, you don't make a bracha on the Shmartim and Samatzos, because what happens if they do become chametz? Somehow there's a point where they did become chametz, and therefore we only make the bracha over here on something that we have full control of. And he adds, this is the same time over here in regards to the matzos like it is in the Zayin Nekiyim of a woman. It's not something you can control, therefore we don't make a shechiyanu. Mishnah Berurah Siv Katan Chaf Beis tells us that it means from the time of the harvesting, from the time of the harvesting and onward, not just at the time of the harvesting, that no water should come onto them. And you're doing this watching l'shem matzas mitzvah, as we just said, u'shmartim samatzos. However, before it's actually harvested, while it's still attached to the ground, there's zero concern over here. Even if you know for a fact that rain fell on it, it's not a concern. And he says, we're going to learn more about this, Okay, da'afilu mechuber, while it's attached to the ground. Im nisyavshu legamrei, if it totally dries up, however, the ein tsarich od lekarka, it's mature to the point that it doesn't need the ground anymore, and it's ready to be harvested. So at that point, mekabel chimutz im yardu olei mishram, they could in fact become chametz from the rain that falls on them, even while they're attached to the ground. And therefore, he says the minog is akein a minog litzari dogun shel shmura ba'odin lachin tzas. We don't wait till the stalks of wheat are fully dried out, while they're still a little bit moist, we go and cut them, so this way there is no concern that the rain might make them chametz while they're attached to the ground. Dirshu footnote number 27 brings down this shmir over here from the Shas Katsira, the Morgan Elik brings down. You don't have to watch them at the actual time that you're cutting them while they're still attached to the ground, and now you're cutting them, you're watching them. At that point in time, there's almost zero chance that it'll become chomet, so you don't really need to watch it at that point in time. Even if they were to become wet at that point in time, the water would fall off them and they wouldn't become chomet. So what does it mean, mishas kitzira? He says, the morginella, the shmir over here is mishas shekoshrim osom liomrim. When you put them into bundles, you tie them up into bundles, that's called Shas Kitzira. And he brings this down as well from the Shelet Shuvas Noda Yehuda in the name of the Rambam. The Minchas Yitzchak, however, Dayin Weiss, that's how brings down Shemidivri Chasam Sofer. He brings from the Chasam Sofer Shedaito Sheyesh Lishmor Sechitim Af B'Shas Kitzira Asmi. He says, no, you should in fact watch it from the actual time of the cutting, the harvesting, and not from the time of tying them together in bundles. And this is also the opinion of the Prima Gadol. The issue footnote number 28 brings down in Tzorich Lishmar Achitim Gami Dover Sheinu Motzui. How far do you have to go? Does it have to be even for the most unusual or unexpected circumstances that require Shmir as well? For example, you go on Bemoko Mubaofen Shein Motzui Shipul Leamayim. They're stored in a place where there's zero chance of water coming on them. But it could physically happen that somehow water did come on them. There was a terrible storm or a hurricane or something like that. So he brings down from the Divri Malkiel that this chiyuv of shmurimatz over here is af mechashosho she'enu mitzuyim, even for rare events. Shekivin shenema b'torah she'esh l'shamim, the Torah says, u'shmatim es ha-matzos, va'anu asidim l'kabel schar al kima mitzos, and therefore we'll get reward for this. So we have the halachic status, he says, of being a shomer sachar. And a shomer sachar is chiyuv even for something that is not expected. Mipnei ruach she'enu mitzuyah. So therefore, you have to watch this to make sure even something that would be highly unlikely won't happen to it. Then you have to go and watch it even to that level. He then adds further and says, if they're in a place where there really is zero chance, absolutely zero chance, not even under extenuating circumstances. For example, he says, kegon chitim hamunochos becheder sogur liad chalon, v'yesh efsharus sheyishpoch odem miyad derech hachalon v'chadomer. You have the wheat in a sealed room. There is a window over there, and maybe, theoretically, somebody could come along and pour a bucket of water on the window. So then Rav Nissen Karlitz Zatzal says, that is considered shomur. You don't have to worry about that ridiculous type of a concern, that the level of shmir that you have to do is it has to have some real chashash, and not that theoretically something could happen. However, he says, if it could rain in over there, then you would in fact have to go and watch it to that extent. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Chav Gimel says that you have to watch it at least from the time of tchina, grinding, because that's the point in time where you're getting ready to come into contact with water, and therefore you certainly need shmir at least from that point in time. Sivkot and Chav Dalet, mutuli, kach, you can go and take over here even kemach from the shuk if you have no other choice, because the Mishnah Berurah explains the sachin and ahani poskim, we can rely upon those poskim, the sfiru that hold the ikur shmir humi li shavel, that the essential Shmartim es ha-matzos concept is from the time of kneading. The kodim lishem, before you actually knead the dough, lo bo inon shishmur lehedja. Then technically that wasn't a requirement. Elo, he says, apilu b'stam enami lo machzikino nisura. And he says, the stam position is that we don't assume that there's any isra over there. V'afilu b'mokum shalosis in achitim. And this is in a place even where they moisten the wheat. That's the custom. And therefore the flour that's in the stores probably came from moistened wheat. Mistama in shorin achitachmitz. They don't go and soak it enough that it becomes chametz under most circumstances. And therefore, even under extenuating circumstances, you can rely upon the flour from the shuk. The reason why that can work is because they don't normally soak it to the point that it becomes chametz. Elamitzif and elayimayim, they just put a little water on it, omidichinos, and then they rinse it off quickly, v'tochen miyad, and they normally grind it into the flour right away, so it hasn't had a chance to really become chametz. And that's why even stam flour from the shuk would be acceptable b'shas hadchak. He says, "Va'apogad the pasuk amachaber b'siv hey the idno oshelo liltos." Even though we paskin that you shouldn't do this lachachila, we don't moisten the grains of wheat. Shiny hocha here after the fact, the hushas etchak and its extenuating circumstances. Begam shemo lalos suel lachita, and maybe also you can take the fake position that they didn't actually do this over here, so therefore you can rely upon it. Bidyevet. Furthermore, the achshav shaminu lachabes esachitim ulahashus somamayim says nowadays that they do clean the wheat and they do leave them in water, then this din of the mechaber no longer applies. Also, likach kemachitim in ashuk, you can't buy plain flour from the marketplace, even afil b'shasachach, even under extenuating circumstances. And Dirshu footnote number 30 brings down, u'mashesh lach shol shemo kivsu achitim b'mokum shenogu l'chabes, o shemo liso b'mokum shenogu lisos, this that we normally worry about, that they may be moistened it, or they may actually washed it. So the Chazon Ish writes, this concern over here is only with soles, af bekemach hanitkon in masubishlo, but if it's whole wheat that's ground up, then we don't have to be concerned about this. So the whole wheat flour you can take. It's only the fine flour that you can't take. Again, this is only under extenuating circumstances. The issue footnote number 29 brings down from the Chazon Ish as well. So he even says, even in places where they would moisten it and they didn't grind it right away, bidyevet, it still might be good. Because he says from the Rambam, when they would moisten the wheat grains over here, they would normally go and grind them automatically, immediately. That's only lechatchila. Aval bidyevet, even if they were to leave them there a little bit of time, the Rambam says it's okay. Shekivin shahotzi achitim in amayim. Once they take the wheat grains out of the water, they're going to go and dry off anyway, and they won't really become chametz. So even bidyevet, even if they didn't grind it right away, bidyevet, under extenuating circumstances, it would be acceptable. And that's what the Mishnah Berurah says. The havi mamash ki gadon shen nitba, and vor b'sivim tov samach zayin b'siv beis, the hafilu b'dievet also b'din in the shas, the gorim ilasisa. That this, that we're talking about over here, where they really would soak it in the water, that's called dogon shen nitba, and we'll learn more about in simon tov samach zayin in siv beis, and b'dievet, it's no good, based on the basic din in the shas, and this is worth than just moistening it. The issue footnote number 31 explains over there that if it stays, how long does it have to stay in the water for this to apply? That's going to be a machlokes, and we'll learn about it in Mitzvah Shem when we get there. The Mishnah Berurah adds over here, and therefore, afilu l'choyim ha'pesachos, it's not only not good for the night of the Seder to be yotzei the mitzvah of matzah, but we have the real concern of chametz over here, it's not even good the rest of Pesach. The kol shekein likach mehem l'matzah mitzvah. So certainly you can't use it for matzah mitzvah, you can't even use it the rest of Pesach. Then he adds, this type of grain you can't even leave in your house over here because of the concern that maybe it's real chametz, like we learned previously and we'll learn again. And if you did leave it, there are those opinions that say that it would be osur. In the Shaar Tzion Osman, this is Chok Yaakov of the Graz. And the El Yeraba, he brings down, B'Shem Zikno, the El Yeraba brings down the name of his Zaydi, Matil L'mochum Akam Achar Pesach. Well, it may be also by Noah, you can sell it to the Akam after Pesach, because the Akoponim ain't no well a Sofik Chometz, it's only a Sofik of your Chometz, maybe not be really Chometz, and therefore, you not definitely also by Noah. You can't eat it, but you could sell it to a non-Jewish person after Pesach. He says, the grains you definitely can buy, even if it's not under extenuating circumstances, because at least you'll fulfill, while not from harvesting, you'll have the shmira from shasat chinah, the kaim shmira shasat chinah, the eilach at least. Okay, and therefore, to go and get grains from the guy running the millstone over there, so who normally gets money for going and grinding over here, also, if you look at the other, him you can't take from. Because they're constantly washing off their machines over here. And therefore, he brings that from the Taz, you have to tell people you can't go buy from such a person. Furthermore, because of a Taz, if you're grinding it in a place that they normally would grind malt over here, which is like barley hops, lesses, as you see in the Tirgum number one. Also, likach kemach min ashuk, that flour you can't buy. Afilu b'shasetach, even under extenuating circumstances. Afilu mokum shein derech lusos sosam mitchila, and even in a place where they normally don't moisten them. Because the samalzin is chametz gomuhu m'sarabim, because this is pure chametz over here, and it's going to get mixed in with the flour, and that's a problem. But under extenuating circumstances, he brings down in the Shaar Tzion Osman Beis and the Chok Yaakov and El Yerab and others that you could rely upon this. Why? Because even if there was a little bit of the barley hops left over, the pure chametz, it's 60 against it before Pesach, and it's batel. And this is called over here, b'kemach, as we've talked about previously, is flour with flour, is heavy lach b'lach, it's halachically lach b'lach, the enoch hozevini, as we've explained in yesterday's shir, and therefore, as long as it's batel before Pesach, you're okay. B'diavad. But you should sift it well to make sure that there is no actual barley there. But it's much better to go and bake the whole thing before Pesach, like we explained in yesterday's shiv, chanal b'sif gimel in the Mishnah Berurah, because this way it's definitely considered lach b'lach, and it's not going to be chosev in here. Finally, kozu achronim, the at the medina in tzorich shimur l'shem matzah rak l'matzah shalelos rishonos. That technically the din is that you don't need this shmur matzah except for the first night by the seder. Avol shari yomim dai kishen b'hem shchashash chametz. The rest of the time, as long as you know it's not chametz, you don't have to have it specifically shmur matzah. Nevertheless, he brings down Yisrael kedoshim him. The Jewish people are holy. The nagul lasu shimur l'shem matzah b'chol matzos mishas tchina. This is the Vilna Gaon sheet that he's bringing down over here. That they have the custom that they keep shmur matzah for the entire Pesach to eat it. From at least the time of Techina, if not from the time of Kitzira. Or Lepachat Shaslisha, and certainly we should carefully watch it L'shem Matzah from the time at least of the kneading. And he says, we'll learn more about this Ayin L'Kamen, Tav Samach, in Masha Kosav Nusham, in Sinan Tav Samach. Now, we have a whole bunch of Bir Halochas that we want to do. So, the Chavetz Chaim in the Bir Halocha Dibra Matzah, Tov L'Shomram, Mishas Kitzira, says, this is the Das of the Prichadosh, Lachriya, the Shima Mishas Kitzira, Medina Hu L'Ikuva. This is mandatory, and if you don't do it according to Prichadosh from the time of Kitzira, it's not good b'di'evit. Others also hold like this, the Shimur Mishas Kitzira, that it must really be Shmur Matzah from the Shas Kitzira. The Af Im Lo Yimtzo Matzah Shishomer Meisa Kitzira L'Shem Matzah B'vadei Nuchal Lismoch Hadas V'Shulchan Aruch L'Varach B'Chas Achilas Matzah. While you can make the bracha, if you can't find what the Mechaber says is the ideal, Mikol Mokum L'Chatchil B'vadei Nuchal L'Hachmi L'Matzah Shemitza, you certainly should try to get this L'Chatchila. That's what you should do. And the Vilna Gaon brings down, in the name of the Vilna Gaon, the Chofetz Chaim says, Gam kein shehichmim ma'ot shelo lecho rak masha shomer mishas ksira. He would eat all Pesach, only that was shmur matzah mishas ksira, for yonizra b'zeh kol yimei ha-Pesach. And he was careful about this all the days of Pesach. His sheet also is that every time you eat on Pesach matzah, you get a mitzvah. It's a kiyum of the mitzvah, even though you're not a chiyuv. Many people follow this custom of the Vilna Gaon and try to eat only real shmur matzah all Pesach long, mishas ksira, if at all possible. In the next Bir Halacha, Lepachos Mishatz Techina, the Chofetz Chaim says, V'muta l'shloach kemach shmura al haban, b'lishom Yisrael. The ban is the train, the rakevis, as you see in Tirgum number 1. The autobahn is the highways. So the ban is the train over here, without having a shomer on it. You're sending it in a package on the train. So he brings down from the Sefer Tosos Yushalayim, who's not sure. That's not called shmira, maybe. Okay, the rain's not going to fall inside the train, and they're not worried that someone's going to switch it. Nevertheless, it doesn't have an active shmira, and maybe you require an active shmira. And he says, maybe you should send it, we're sending it on the train with a shomer. The issue footnote number 33 brings down that we have the minhag, strong minhag on Purim to go give out the kimcha de pischa. So he says, if the aniyim are kosher aniyim, you shouldn't rely upon him with the evet and give them the non-shmura ideal matzah, but you should give them shmura matzah as well, flour that is shamur mishas ketzira, if they're erlecha aniyim. The issue footnote number 34 brings down, if somebody has had this zahiris for many years, then he shouldn't just switch it so simply. He should continue this zahiris. It's not something that you should give up easily. And he brings down that the Vilna Gaon was very machmir on this, as we've already said. He says, because it was very common that they would get wet. Therefore, you should really always try to be zahir and have shmur matzah mishas ketzira. In the next Bir Halacha, Ubishas Hadchak Minashuk. So he says, look in the Mishnah Berurah, which we already did, and he says, Vafilu Bishas Hadchak Tovios Likach Kemach Shipon Oshal Shibol Shua Lematzos Mikemachit Mishuk. He says, if your choice is only you can get wheat flour from the shuk without it being really shomer, or you can get the other grains that are shomer, he says, that is preferable. He brings up the Prima Gadim because there is zero concern with the other grains other than not wheat, and here there is some concern. Therefore, it's preferable to use the other grains in this situation. Finally, Min Ashuk, the last Bir Halacha, he says, even from a non-Jewish person, you could buy their flour. We don't assume that it has issa to it. But he says in that situation, you have to make sure to sift it to make sure that there's no real chametz over there. However, he brings down for the Chidusha Ritba that he's machmir ba'od bezet, and this is Loshon, Mistavrit, the Kimcha Shalachim, also be Pesach. You shouldn't use the flour of a goy on Pesach because Ayedet Chino, Berichaim, Shomayim, Shchicha, Lemeel, Behemayim, because they frequently were put in water. This is also the das of the Ra'ah. Avol b'shel Akum Oser. You can see this on Daf Mem Tes, where the Bir Halacha continues. But others disagree and say, b'shas atchak, you could rely upon this, but only if there is absolutely no other flour available. Finally, concluding, says, from the other Rishonim, it seems, the lo machmirinim with the Eved, you don't have to be machmir the Eved all the rest of the days of Pesach. Again, ideally, if you can, one should be machmir, if at all possible. With that, we conclude today's shir.